I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Now, in this half of our State Capitol Report, we will talk about how presidential candidate Donald Trump may affect candidates down ballot here in Wisconsin. Our guest is Van Mobley, an associate professor of history and economics at Concordia University. And he is the president of the Village of Thienesville. He is also the author of the Wealth of Nations blog as part of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Purple Wisconsin Project. And he also writes a regular column for the Ozaukee News Graphic. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Are you one of the Republicans who is worried about Donald Trump hurting Republican candidates down ballot, like those running for Congress or state legislature?
No, I thought for a long time that Donald Trump is going to win the election, and I still think he's going to win the election. I think he has a very good, strong case to win the state as well. And my belief was strengthened when I started looking at some of the polls to prepare for the show today. I did it over the weekend, and let me show you some of the things that I found.
Well, briefly, because we'll go into it with our time. What did you find?
Well, first of all, I looked at some of the national polls, which don't necessarily are directly with Wisconsin, but they do tell us a little something. If you look at a national level, for example, the Reuters Ipsos poll, at the beginning of June, you had Clinton at 42 and Trump at 34, and then right now you've got Clinton at 42 and Trump at 36. So that says that the race has actually narrowed over the summer. That's a very good sign for Trump. If you look at the Rasmussen reports, that's also a national poll. In June, you have Clinton at 42 and Trump at 38. And then at the beginning of August, you've got Clinton at 43 and Trump at 40.
Yeah, because this is our state capitol report, we are, though, focusing on issues from a state perspective a little bit more so. And a lot of people say it's the state polls that matter, not the national polls. What about the latest Marquette University Law School poll showing Hillary Clinton with a 15-point lead over Trump among likely voters? What do you make of that?
Well, on that one, I think I can explain it, and I would say that what you've had so far is really you've had weakness for Trump in the WOW counties, which traditionally generate a lot of Republican votes. If you dig into the weeds on that Marquette poll, you'll actually see that he is running ahead of Romney in the north, where Romney was versus Obama in the north of the part of the state, and in Green Bay he's actually ahead of, and he's doing very well in the Green Bay area. So I think really the key to the election for Trump in the state would be he really has to bring these traditional Republican voters home in the WOW counties. I think if he does that, he wins. And I think he's going to be able to accomplish that, I think. And so I think that's the path. And I think it's pretty clear if you dig into the weeds of the Marquette poll.
Even though with controversial statement after controversial statement and Republicans disagreeing with him and kind of backing off him, you still think he's on the trajectory to win?
I think that he is. And, if we wanted to, I know that this is for the state, but if we wanted to expand it out, in Iowa, for example, which is a Midwestern state that in many ways is similar to Wisconsin, he has pulled ahead, and Iowa has not gone for a Republican candidate since Bob Dole. And then normally, they oftentimes vote Democratic. So I think that the fact that Trump went ahead in Iowa over with the latest round of polls is a very strong sign. And I think he's on track. I wasn't as clear on Friday when I'd agreed to come on the show, but I did my homework, and sometimes when you actually look at some of the data, you feel better, and that's the case in this case.
More than 70 Republicans last week signed an open letter to Republican National Committee Chair Reince Priebus, urging him to not fund Trump, to not give him money for campaigning, but instead use that money for House and Senate Republicans. These Republicans very concerned that the down-ballot races needed help. Any chance you think that Reince Priebus would do something like that?
I think Reince Priebus will make decisions that are in the interest of the entire party, but that includes our presidential candidate and the senatorial and congressional candidates. I know that they're cooperating together. For example, Reince was at an event with Trump, I think, at the end of last week, and basically he said, the people who insinuate that there is division at the top of the Republican Party and the Trump campaign are really making a mountain out of a molehill. We expect to have some tensions. People have different perspectives. But, in fact, they're working closely together, and they're working toward victory. One of the things that I would say on that is what we're not hearing is we're not hearing out of the Democrats some of the divisions that within the Democratic ranks. And let me just go ahead and be blunt about them. It's particularly important for the people in the state of Wisconsin. At the Democratic convention, I saw the progressive Democratic wing of the party waving signs and screeching to stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And last week, I saw President Barack Obama, who was elected on the backs of those progressive Democrats, saying he's going to make a renewed push to get that thing passed. And we know that he wants to pass it in the face of the progressive Democratic wing of his own party, and that Hillary Clinton is soft on the issue. I'm sure that she hopes that it'll be passed before she gets to be president, but she'll pass it as well. And I think progressive Democrats know that, and I really expect them to put a stop to it.
Yeah, we have just a minute before a news break. She said, I am not going to pass any trade agreement, including the TPP, that would hurt working people in the United States. She doubled down, tripled down, said she is not going to allow a trade agreement to hurt working people in the United States. So you just don't believe her.
I think the Clintons have a long tradition of saying one thing on trade and doing another. Anybody who's been alive in the United States for the last 30 years knows that as well.
We will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will continue talking with Van Mobley, an associate professor of history and economics at Concordia University in Wisconsin. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Donald Trump's economic plan. We heard from Martha Lanning, Democratic Party Chair of Wisconsin, in our first half hour, saying that Donald Trump's economic plan was going to be a disaster for Wisconsin, pointing to comments from a Republican economist, she said. And we will welcome your thoughts and your questions, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll check news, then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with Van Mobley, an associate professor of history and economics at Concordia University, Wisconsin. He's also president of the Village of Thienesville and a blogger as a part of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Purple Wisconsin Project. And we are talking with him about politics, state politics, and getting him to respond to concerns from other Republicans that Donald Trump will hurt down ballot races, races in Wisconsin for Congress or for state legislature. Our guest, Van Mobley, does not think that's going to be a concern. He also thinks that despite the most recent Marquette University Law School poll that shows Hillary Clinton ahead by 15 points among likely voters, Van Mobley thinks that Donald Trump has a good shot at winning Wisconsin and therefore helping Republicans who are down ballot. And we're also talking about economic plans. Van Mobley says that Donald Trump's economic plan is going to be good for Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I wanted to talk to you, Van Mobley, about the economic plans. You just, before news, criticized Hillary Clinton for her being soft on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Donald Trump, in his economic address while in Detroit last week, pledged to simplify the tax code, eliminate the estate tax, and add a new tax deduction for child care, among other things. He also reiterated his stance against trade deals, such as the TPP. You say this is going to be good for Wisconsin. We just heard from the Democratic Party chair, Martha Lanning, who quoted some conservative economist as saying that that's actually going to be a disaster for the country as well as Wisconsin. What's your response to that?
Well, the first thing that I would say is a lot of times the Republican slash conservative people that they trot out to show disunion and what they say is disunion in the Republican Party, these are some oftentimes old, tired establishment figures that are being swept out. And because Trump plainly says that he's an outsider, he's going to have a new approach, and the old establishment figures, for example, like Carlos Gutierrez, who used to be the Commerce Secretary in the Bush administration, he doesn't like Trump's policies. Fine. Trump doesn't like his policies, so, you know, out. If you look at Hillary's plan and compare it with Trump's plan, with Trump you do get a new direction. It's cleaner. It puts money in the pocket of Americans and lets them decide how to do it, while at the same time investing in infrastructure. With Hillary's plan, you get a lot of these public-private partnerships, incentives, you know, whatever, a lot of stuff that gave us Solyndra. So you get a continuation of the Barack Obama approach with Hillary's plan. And the Barack Obama approach, at best, gives us very low growth at about 1.2%, which is what we have now, and really a low employment or really swelling ranks of the people who are out of the workforce. That's not the way we want to go. It's more of the same. Trump's is the new approach.
Trump is going to be in Milwaukee and West Bend tomorrow. What are you hoping to hear him say?
Well, I think he's going to come in and he's given a speech today on how to take on ISIS. And then I think he's probably going to come in. He'll say something about law and order when he's in Milwaukee, and he'll support the community, really, in Milwaukee. I mean, I think that we've had a very strong response, and I would, you know, extend it. I'm a local nonpartisan elected official. I thought Mayor Barrett did a good job. I thought Sheriff Clark did a good job. I thought Governor Walker did a good job. I think the people of Milwaukee, the good people of Milwaukee who came out to clean up after the riots, they did a good job. We do not want that sort of thing in Milwaukee. And I think that crosses race lines, party lines, and I was so I'm hopeful.
Yeah. Well, he is, as you mentioned, coming to the area on the heels of that violence that hit the city over the weekend. How would you like to see and hear Trump react to those events?
Well, I think he has to support the thin blue line, and I think he will. And I think he also, but at the same time, he did. He went to Detroit. He gave a policy speech on the economy, and he specifically noted that the problems with the African-American community have had in central city areas. And he said that he was going to tailor-make his plan to help get jobs for those people in the depressed areas. And I think that he means it. He's done it time after time in this campaign, and I think that he'll really do it. And Hillary is more the same, and she'll say that she's for them, and then it'll end up, all the money will end up going into the sticky fingers and the pockets of her big crony supporters. Now, that's just the way I see it. You know, other people see it different ways.
Yeah. Do you think that racial inequalities in Wisconsin, in law enforcement, in society in general, played a role in the violence we saw in Milwaukee?
I think that for example, the Milwaukee Police Union sent out a tweet or something that I read yesterday, which was very strong, and they noted that, you know, it's a very integrated force, and that they are not racist, and they do not, you know, they serve the community of Milwaukee, and I think that that's the case. It's a sad situation, and I'm very hopeful by the response, and I think that the community is rallying, and so I don't want to get in the way of any of the you know, the things that they have to do in Milwaukee. I want to encourage and support the mayor, the sheriff, the community leaders who are taking an active role and moving forward and making things better.
Yeah, we'll talk more about what happened in Milwaukee with our Milwaukee-based reporter Chuck Kornbach coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll also welcome in former Milwaukee Journal Sentinel columnist Eugene Kane, who has some thoughts on what happened and what should happen now. That's coming up then in our next hour. We'll welcome your responses to that. And, you know, this might be a good spot to also talk about Donald Trump blaming the media for blowing statements he makes out of proportion. We didn't go into all of it, but the I mean, he recently said that, for example, the Second Amendment supporters could stop Hillary Clinton, saying that he meant that politically, not in any violent way. He also said that President Obama and Hillary Clinton founded ISIS, doubled down on that remark, but then chided CNN for not recognizing his sarcasm. Trump blaming the media for blowing his statements out of proportion. Do you think it's the media's fault when it comes to covering Donald Trump?
Well, I think they do tend to pick at him a little. That is my perspective, and I do think they do it. I would also say, look, you know, over the weekend, Claire McCaskill, a senator from Missouri, said, no, ISIS is actually the fault of Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. Let me tell you what the truth is. The truth is we've had two administrations in a row that have badly bungled Middle Eastern policy for the United States of America. And we are now beginning to become there's a danger that we're going to become isolated in the world because we're ham-handed and befuddled in our foreign policy. Let me give you an example. We have problems with Turkey. They accuse us or imply that we had something to do with a coup, an attempted coup in Turkey, and, you know, we're sending over Biden to try to patch things up. You know, this is just a failure. It's just a failure of foreign policy in the Middle East. It has big problems because if Turkey goes, NATO is in deep trouble. I'll point out another thing for your listeners to be looking forward to. The Japanese Prime Minister Abe is going to be meeting with Vladimir Putin in the beginning of September, and they may sign a deal to a peace treaty that they've never signed since the end of World War II. Now, I'm all for peace in the world, but this is a sign of Japanese-Russian rapprochement, and it's a sign that the Russians are not isolated, if that's what we've been trying to do to them. In fact, they're getting links to some of our central allies. And people seem to, you know, they want to focus on little things that Donald Trump says instead of looking at the big picture.
Yeah. We will be talking about media coverage of the campaign coming up tomorrow between 7 and 8. As we're running out of time for this segment of the State Capitol Report, I know you had some thoughts on the Republican primary in Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District, the seat currently held by Congressman Reed Ribble. You think that that particular district is going to be significant?
Yes, I do. I think that Mike Gallagher is a very strong candidate. Nelson's a strong candidate, too, I would add. So I agree on that. But I think that Mike Gallagher in this election cycle is going to win. I think he's going to win big. And I think that that's going to be part of that Trump and Gallagher are going to show a lot of strength in the Green Bay area. And really, if you look at it historically, all my Democratic friends are probably chewing their nails now because they know I'm telling them the truth. If you look at it historically, the party that wins the Green Bay area is the party that's going to carry the state because the Wow County Republicans are going to come home. And I think that Trump's going to pick up a lot of blue-collar Democrats in Milwaukee myself. And so Gallagher is going to win. Trump's going to win. And Ron Johnson may very well be able, if he plays his cards right here, he might give Feingold a run for his money, although Feingold is a strong candidate as well, which I acknowledge.
Yeah. Well, we still have what about state legislature? Martha Lanning was pointed to, in particular, three state Senate districts where she thought Democrats had a chance of picking up seats and therefore taking control of the state Senate.
I think the Republicans will be able to hold, and there are a lot of swing areas, for example, in the House, in the state House, that they didn't even challenge Republicans. I think that's a sign that I think the Republicans are going to hold both. I mean, it'll be tough. It's always a tough election, but that's what I think.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Joy. Talk to you later.
Van Mobley, Associate Professor of History and Economics at Concordia University in Wisconsin, President of the Village of Thiensville, a blogger as a part of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Purple Wisconsin Project, and he writes a regular column for the Ozaki News Graphic. He is a supporter of Donald Trump and was here to talk with us about unfounded, he thinks, concerns that Donald Trump is going to hurt down-ballot races in Wisconsin for Congress and for state legislature. And we thank him for being with us. We also thank Martha Lanning for being with us. She is the Democratic Party chair of Wisconsin, and she joined us in our first half hour. We did reach out to the Republican Party of Wisconsin to give us a guest to talk about races for state legislature and Congress, but no one was available today. Thank you so much to Bill Martins and to Brianne Shasso for producing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. As mentioned, we are going to talk with Milwaukee-based reporter Chuck Kornbach, and we will also talk with former Milwaukee Journal Sentinel columnist Eugene Kane about the violence in Milwaukee over the weekend. This is the Ideas Network.